meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and can we stand for the pledge? Susan, want to lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Board announcements. You could talk about the summer.
Your microphone.
All new things. Debbie and I visited the summer ed program, special ed program, this last week. And I was amazed. What they did, we had an amazing visit. The students were learning, and one student really touched my heart, and his ability and his drive to really do well in school and continue on was just beyond. It really, really touched me. And what Mr. Lasher and Ellie and all the teachers and aides do, I was so impressed. And I'm so thankful that our district has this for the families. So,
just piggybacking on what Susan said, I've been going to these now for the 12 years I've been on the board, and I've seen some of these children grow from, you know, elementary school. And there was one student toward the end of our tour who will be moving on from our district, and Ellie told us that, and, you know, we wanted to say goodbye. And the student turned around and said to us, Ellie and I have been on a great journey together. And Ellie and I got so hysterical, we had to leave the room. But I said to Ellie, this is why you do what you do. So it was a great visit. It's a great program, and I thank everybody who's involved. Anybody else? Okay, then we'll go on to superintendent's announcements. Oh, sure. We have a retirement. Vince, are you going to be...
I'd like to ask Mr. Donnarumma to come up and speak on behalf of Mike.
Good evening, everyone. If I could call up to join me up at the microphone, Mr. Lamatina, Mr. Mike. So Mr. Ward wasn't able to be here this evening. I was asked to speak on Mr. Ward's behalf. And to be honest with you, to speak about Mike Lamatina is absolutely my pleasure. I got to know Mike on a personal level in my work at the high school and my 4 years there. But in preparation for this, like any other retirement speech, I try to go through personnel files, look at as much information as possible. And really the snapshot of what I learned going through and preparing is how I felt about Mike, getting to know him. That's how everyone felt throughout his career and his time in the district. And just want to give some quick highlights to his career. Mike was hired in 1979. He was actually hired as a night custodian over at Jamaica Avenue. And what you're going to hear in the next minute or so is the rapid promotion that Mike really took on in his career. So night custodian to start out. Less than 4 months later, he went from nights to days. Less than, 2 years later, he actually was appointed as an acting head custodian on behalf of the board, obviously, to fill in for a supervisor. Not too much longer than that, a year later, he was an assistant head over at POB JFK High School. And then for the next 30-plus years, he gave his service, really his entire career, to the district. And he was promoted to head custodian in 1986. So for 30 years, head custodian over in that building. And what I learned is, going from 1979 all the way to the present tense with going through his career through the personnel file, it was letter after letter after letter from staff members, from teachers to principals to superintendents, assistant superintendents, really honoring his work and thanking him for all he's done for the district. And one of the quotes that that just stood out to me is the following. It said, if it could be done, Mike would get it done. And that's kind of really what I saw in his career. And you know, Mike, it's an honor to be able to get to know you, to work with you. When I got there, you were really one of the first people that helped me out to get the office ready, to get the school ready. And when I came to work, if I knew anything was going to go down, you were there to help out no matter what emergency. There was one time we had pipes that were backing up and the water wasn't draining in the high school. And it was like a panic moment to figure out, okay, we're going to evacuate kids. Are we going to have to go to a different building? The staff is going to have to go. Mike is running around the building, getting tools ready, clearing out pipes, just doing whatever he can. And sure enough, Mike came through. We were able to stay in the building. And that in a snapshot is really who Mike Lamatina is. So on behalf of the district, I just want to thank you for your service, for your work, for the 37 years. It's been a pleasure, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you all very much.
And the board is presenting Mike with a plaque of appreciation. I just want you to read it if I can, which is a little difficult. In recognition of your service in the public schools of Plainview Old Bethpage, 1979 to 2016, this token of our esteem and appreciation is presented on behalf of the community on the occasion of your retirement. And we'd like to thank you for all you've done for us.
I would just like to have a couple of words, please. I've had the pleasure of knowing Mike as a board member for over 32 years. And I know that we merged our high schools. The burden fell on your shoulders to make sure that two schools fit into one school, two classrooms fit into one classroom. You made it a seamless entry for us, and we will forever be grateful for that. But more than that, it's the pride you have in that building. When you walk in and we go for our walkthroughs, you're with us. You could point out every single thing in the building, the good and the bad. But you've always made it a home for everybody that's been there. And on behalf of myself, for knowing you for so long, I'll tell you how much I will really miss you and your smile. Thank you.
If I could just have a moment, too, to thank Mike, because when I started at the high school, Mike was there, and he was a tremendous, tremendous help to me, too. So I thank you, and knowing you all these years was a privilege. So thank you.
Just helping out a friend.
Okay, so it's summer and there's not a whole lot going on. So I just want to remind you that Portal Day is, for transportation, Portal is August 17th, which means that on August 17th you can go on and look to see where your bus pickups are and what bus you're going to be in. And we're all ready to go. And then for finding out about your schedules, it will be the portal day that everybody cares about, is the 24th, August 24th. And those schedules and classroom placements will be on the anywhere you are. So you can go on vacation and you will still have your class schedules. And then I'm holding in my hand, and I think I have enough for all non-administrators present, the calendars. The calendars are here. So anybody who wishes to have one, who's not an administrator, because the administrators can pick up theirs anytime. If you want an early calendar, I think I have just about enough for each person here. So Sharon Lasher in her last act push the button on the calendar. So if you could, a great calendar with lots of pictures of lots of kids and teachers and administrators. So I appreciate it. And then this week, the State Education Department released the assessments for 3 through 8. And I just want to briefly go over some of these results, and I have to thank all the people who put the data together. Chris Donnarumma is one of them. He's pivoting quite well, actually. He knows what I mean about that. So,
This is, pardon me?
No, I said I need a clapper for the lights.
Yes.
These are the district performance levels. Green for level 4, gold for level 3, pink for level 2, and blue for level 1. So you can see the varying levels, grade 3 results. Basically, if you look at where the gold ends, it tells you what the pass rates have been. And you can see as we go up the grades, I don't know how much you can read into any of this, to tell you the truth, until you start looking at other districts and who are like us. But that's our ELA performance. So at a glance, I could tell you grade 3 was very difficult to earn a grade, proficiency rate, and even more difficult earning a level 4. That was the hardest of all of the tests. District performance in math. Now you might say, oh my goodness, we only had 3% level 4. The issue is that most of our students, first of all, 60% of our kids opted out, and then off the 60%, another 50% of those kids took the algebra exam. So that the population for eighth grade math is very difficult, different. But the same kids who did poorly in terms of level 4 on ELA, grade 3, they really rocked the level 4 for math. So I'm not sure that, again, you can read across assessments. But these are the scores that we have. And they were fairly decent when we compared them to other districts. So again, this week, and this time it was this week, it was yesterday, or 2 days ago, we got some guidance from the state as to the mandated levels for AIS. AIS are support services that would be indicated by the performance on the assessment. Let me remind everyone that our AIS program is not solely based on an assessment. So one doesn't get in because of a test score, but it is an indicator that it might be an indicator that some support is needed. And so if you look at it, now these are not percentages, these are actual numbers of children. These are numbers of children for whom AIS services have been indicated. So if you look at the grade 3 ELA, blue is ELA, and math is in what it was red, but, you know, dark red. Those are the AIS services. Now, I've often said to, in response to people who have come to the mic, and nobody's here who usually comes to the mic, who says, well, you're giving all these AIS things, your math program must not be very good. Well, here are our AIS numbers, numbers of students in an entire grade level. And I might add, a grade level is about 400 kids. So of that 400 kids, 21 have been identified. And again, 60% opted out. So I'm going to say let's double that number, let's say. Let's double that or even triple that number. It's still a very small percentage of our students indicated to be needing AIS by this assessment. Now, we have a multiple profile for identifying AIS. So what the building principals have done, and Mr. Donnarumma has already sent the names of the students identified, is they're looking at their current schedules to see if, in fact, their children who are, you know, if they got a level 3 on math and a level or 4, or a level 3 or 4 in English, we want to look again at them to say, do they really need to be pulled out of class? Or might they, if they're 7th and 8th grades, grade students, take advantage of a full elective program? Since clearly this is indicating that they don't really need the AIS service. So we're looking at those schedules right now. And the same thing is true for our elementary schools. Now, Obeth Page had no kids identified, not one child identified for math, AIS, and 3 students identified for ELA. And you can see all the different schools. But again, if you look at the school on a grade level, for example, if you look at the grade levels, we, and I have said this multiple times to the board, that, you know, we have given AIS services based on 3 years ago when the cut scores were arbitrarily placed, and we added a lot of staffing, and we do a lot of AIS service. So what we're going to be doing is looking carefully at our numbers. Our enrollments have changed. Our enrollments have declined K through 8, and I have the new enrollment numbers that you'll be getting in the packet on Friday. So if you look at when we put in a personnel for AIS services 4 years ago, our enrollment numbers were very high at the middle school. Those are now down, and we have numbers of kids that are down from AIS. So we might want to revisit our staffing levels for AIS at the end of the year. We are not going to make a decision now, but we wanted to look at that. Yes.
So Dr. Lewis, you touched upon it, the Old Beth numbers. So this only reflects those students that would need AIS services that took the
exam.
Correct,
exactly.
Okay. So do we have a sense of how those that didn't take the exam...
Did not take the exam?
Yeah.
Yes, we do, you know, because our AIS is predetermined. We know what... We look at other factors, how they're doing in class. There are other factors that enter into AIS. This test, the one-shot test, was never the only identifier for AIS.
Now, I don't remember the
so
numbers.
I can get you those numbers.
I don't remember the numbers, but for those that opted out,
yes,
did Old Beth show a greater percentage than the others?
For opt-outs?
Yeah.
No. No.
No. So are we, I mean, because I guess it's hard to compare, right, apples to apples here.
Right.
We have 60% that opted out. But if you just simply look at, and I know this is raw numbers. They're not even a percentage.
These are raw. They're not percentages.
That's a good thing. We're whatever's, I mean, all things being equal, we have Old Beth, grade 4, not one person in AIS, not one person in grade 3 math.
Right.
Every year that obviously we're getting together, we're saying, what are they doing different and sharing the same, you know, sharing what they're doing with others. I mean, I guess.
Well, we do. We do share best practices. We will continue to do that. There are different levels of implementation.
Okay.
For example, Old Beth Page had more staff development in mathematics because Larry Farrell was invited there, accepted there. Teachers kept asking for more of him. And so when he was available and other buildings didn't want him, Suzanne would say, bring him over. And so...
I mean, there are other things.
So that kind of says to me, if we could do more of that in the other buildings, because that is one thing I can tell you. He did more sessions at Old Beth Page than any other session. There was more staff development there in mathematics. Now, I'm not saying in ELA, but in mathematics. There was more there.
I mean, obviously, there's more than just one person, but certainly that's one difference.
But it was one person engaging all the teachers working together, and it multiplies. So that could be one factor. We'll take a look at it, you know. But what I do know is that in any case, we're not talking about any numbers greater than 11. We're not. Multiplied by 2, let's say. Because the elementary schools had less opt-outs. Our big opt-outs were in the middle school. I mean, 8th grade was the bumper crop of opt-outs. So I would say 50%. Ronell, did about 50% of your kids? So if you take this and you double it, that's the most it would be. But I think it's instructive to look at this, to say, well, based on this assessment, these are the kids that were identified. Based on other things, there will be more kids identified. Okay? This is for AIS in the middle school. And again, middle school, larger population. 38 was our largest number of students identified. And I think that was in 5th grade. Yeah, 5th grade. 5th grade math for 5th grade. Right? And in both schools, fifth grade was a large number, more AIS identified. And again, you know, it depends on where your special ed population is, who was opting out. There are lots of things that go into it. I really show this to say we're doing really well. Our kids are doing really well. These are very, very small numbers. When you think about, if you combine those two numbers, in fifth grade, 18 plus 38, we had 400 kids in the eighth grade, in the fifth grade. So it's not a bad thing. Okay, so now this is where I like to look at this data, because so we can feel good about ourselves when we compare ourselves to the state. But then when we start looking at the districts we like to compare ourselves to, for one reason or the other, some more similar than others. We certainly do much better than Nassau County in most instances. But what I like for you to pay attention to is what our schools are doing, individual schools, compared to where do the individual schools fall on the chart. And so for me, I was just thrilled to see Stratford Road, third grade, because we've had a lot of focus on Stratford Road, third grade, at the board meetings. And look at Stratford Road. I mean, it might not be significantly different, but for me, knowing their population, it's not a bad thing. This is really good. And each one has a different school that is, each one has a highlight area. I had just a brain freeze. Third grade math was pretty darn good across the board. But you recall when we looked at the chart, the first chart, there wasn't a very high mastery rate. So that's something we'd have to look at. And then you could see where we are. So I like to see us in the middle or somewhere above with our comparables. Fourth grade ELA. Again, in the other chart, we had Stratford Road and I think it was Old Beth Page. Now Pasadena, fourth grade ELA, 82.9%, which if you placed it there, it would be third. It would be third in our comparables. If you look at the math, 94.1%, Old Beth Page would be number one in our comparables. We would be the highest of all of our districts. And fifth grade, and so on. Fifth grade, 57.8. Again, we do need to focus on some fifth grade strategies. That transition is something we have to look at. I'd like to see us bet higher. Sixth? Sixth grade, that's where we are. Sixth grade math. Now, we've gotten a lot of beating up on our math at these board meetings. But if you look at it, we're holding, in our comparable schools, holding quite well. Right, Jody?
Well, I have to chime in here.
Yes.
Again, you're not really comparing apples to apples. Do we really have a feel for who opts out? Are the children who are opting out the children who are likelier to score lower?
Don't know.
The test.
Well, we can certainly
run. Jericho's opt-out rate is about half what ours is. They had less than 30% this
Correct.
Year. We had 60. So saying we're comparable to their results, unless you really understand who opted out and who didn't.
Right.
You know.
But take a look at this. Old Beth Page is 94.1%. I don't care how you count it. Opt-out, no opt-out, Old Beth Page outperformed every district on Long Island, every district in math at this level. Opt out, no opt out. Pasadena, 82.9%, pretty high. Opt out or no. Every one of these schools has, you know, so, you know, yes, opt out has a role to play. But we've gotten beaten up on our math.
I mean, the solution is for everyone to opt in, and then we have an apples
right.
to apples comparison.
But what I'm stressing is that we have been pounded by parents coming to the mic and saying that our math program is no good, we're not doing enough, and when we look at it and compare ourselves to other district, we do well.
Yeah. I'm going to scare her away.
Oh. true. Okay, let's move on. Here's another one. Sixth grade math. Both schools doing well. Doing well. I'm not saying we can't do better. I'm just saying we get pounded a lot. So there we go. Okay, and eighth grade. And so that's it. I am proud of this. I'm very proud of what we've done. Kudos to the teachers for doing such tremendous work. Thanks. And for Christian and Jill. Anybody needing, did you get your calendars? You're good? You good? All right. Okay.
I need mine autographed.
Okay, I will.
Thanks.
Okay.
I would like to see what the composition of the opt-outs are. I would.
No, there really is. There really is no way to know.
Unless they take the test.
But when you
I tell you what. I tell you what. Opt in next year, and we'll know what your composition is.
Okay. Alrighty.
We could go backwards. Take it next year, and then we'll pull the opt-outers. And then we'll
okay. Moving on. We are going to go into board goals now for the 2016-2017 school year. So we've worked a little bit during a retreat to begin the process of board goals. So I'm going to read the priority and the initiatives, and then we'll discuss each one separately, okay? So the first priority would be teaching and learning. And the first initiative is to provide the resources to support state-of-the-art instruction which meets the needs of each and every student's unique learning profile. K-12 ensures college and career readiness and success in life after school. Do you want to discuss this one separately, or do you want to me to read all four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, if you had a light, it might help.
Initiative. Thank you. Initiative two is to support the implementation of a plan for K-12 articulation in all subject areas, including enrichment and support services. Initiative three is to provide opportunities through curriculum, instruction, assessment, and enhanced technology tools to allow students to demonstrate achievement and career college readiness. And the fourth is to provide opportunities to raise academic achievement by creating and fostering a culture of collaboration that embraces academic challenges and rewards thinking outside of the box in pursuit of knowledge, deeper understanding, problem solving, and being lifelong learners. Okay, so that is our first goal. Lauren?
So I think these are great. I think that there's a little repetition amongst them, so I think we can combine.
Mm-hmm.
Good. We like that word.
Mr. Greenberg, I know you're excited about that.
He wanted us to do that last year, but
yes.
We didn't.
So,
no, we did.
Yeah, so I
seven goals down to 85.
Well, yeah. I actually think we can make these into two.
Okay. Go for it, Lauren.
All right, with help. But I think one and three are very similar. So maybe we could just add, like, technology tools into the first one. Provide the resources to support state-of-the-art instruction, I'm trying to think. Wait, hang on a second. Including.
The difference between one and three is that one.
Assessments.
One has the notion of meeting the needs one has a notion of meeting the needs of every child's unique abilities. So somehow that, which is
we
something
like
I had heard
that
you
to carry
right.
over.
So yes. that piece right. needs to be in there. Yes. Other than that, you could combine them in some way. But just keeping that needs of every child's, that piece. We'll have to figure something out.
I think Lauren was volunteering to rewrite.
Right, yeah.
I could work on that. Okay, I'll work on it.
But I agree
okay,
with
so you think we can combine initiative one and initiative
right.
three.
Right.
Okay.
You could even put two in there.
One, two, and three.
Wait,
okay. I said I think number two is also repetitive. I think you can probably get rid of number two, see if you can combine one and three.
Right.
And
is anybody feel strongly that two is not covered in one and three?
No.
Okay. Look at that.
Because, first of all, it's almost like a no-brainer that you would expect there to be articulation in order to achieve that goal anyway.
Right, that could be an action.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, Seth.
He's going to have a goal, though.
No. A couple of general, I guess, statements about goals in general, not specific just to this one, but it applies equally to this, and that is consistent with what I said last year. I believe we come up with a big overarching goals, maybe some priorities or initiatives. But with regard to the actions to be taken, I think that we should leave those specific actions up to the administrators, the teachers, the staff, based upon the discussion, based upon the initiatives that we're throwing out there. I think this year we have a lot of good things that are happening and that are hitting this year from what we've done in the last 2 years, AP Capstone, the 9-period day, we have a continuation of the bond, we're always dealing with budget stuff and looking at our reserves, we have the kindergarten classes coming in, we have an expansion of the one-to-one initiative. I think that our overarching theme throughout all of these priorities should be support that, make sure it's as seamless as possible, and do as little harm as possible to it. So when it comes to looking at the actions to be taken, I think we should...
Because Seth missed executive session. we aren't discussing tonight the actions to be taken.
Or any other night, right?
Well, we're not going that far.
Okay.
But...
not that I don't support some of these actions, but one of the things I get concerned about is that if we, as a board, put on actions, then sometimes it's just too much to...
Right, and we need to talk to the people who are implementing these things before we...
That's what we figured we would do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them would take multiple years to implement, so we need to indicate that this
agreed.
Year, while we're starting towards achievement of this goal in this year, we don't expect to finish in this year. This is,
of course.
Completion is 3 years out or 4 years out, but that's we're not doing the actions.
I'm totally fine
we're on board with
that.
We're just doing the foundation.
Perfect.
So we're combining
one
and three. We're taking out two, and four stands on its own. Does anybody want to change anything to four? Is everybody comfortable with the wording? Okay.
Fine.
So.
Whoa. This is good.
Okay, moving on. We have priority two. Citizenship and safe learning environment.
A little awkward.
Yes. And the initiative is promote an environment that fosters respect, ethical behavior, and responsible, innovative global citizenship.
Gary says it's a great goal.
Okay. Everybody comfortable with that? Does anybody want to change anything?
Nope. Do you want to change the name?
Okay, Lorna wants to change the name.
I'm not saying that. I find it awkward.
Okay, so what would you like to change it to?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we will think about if there's...
Yeah.
Well, it's the way it reads.
It's just together. Is there a word that would fit in citizenship and safe learning environment that covers both? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. It's just, what's the English term?
A safe
They don't go together. Is it alliteration or it just doesn't read?
It doesn't flow.
Doesn't flow.
Something like that.
What'd you say?
I said a safe learning environment that promotes good citizenship.
Right, but this is what she's uncomfortable with right?
The and.
With the priority to
is name. It's not just citizenship.
Right.
Although it is. But there's also safety involved.
Right. That,
right.
Respectful.
Right.
Isn't it respect and not safe? It's not necessarily safe.
Yeah, it's not
physical
safe.
Safety.
It's not physical safety.
Right. Emotional
it's emotional safety.
Yeah.
All right.
Safe, secure, and supportive learning environment.
Where's the citizenship?
I heard like a voice come from above.
Oh my God,
it's
gone.
It was like from
I just whacked the board goals, so they're
all
gone
right,
now.
So let's think about
forget
the wording
like
that
it.
We want.
Leave it alone.
Okay.
Leave it alone.
We're going to go on to priority 3 is finance and facilities.
That sounds good.
And the
blend together.
Nice alliteration.
And the initiative,
that's what I said.
That's what she was looking for. And the initiative is ensure that all of our facilities are safe and secure. That's the physical safe.
Right. Yeah.
Safe and secure learning environments that meet the educational needs of the school community.
Yeah, I don't like that.
See, you just use almost, as you have in that one, safe and secure learning environment. If you take out the word secure, you're going back the one before, which is the exact same word where you're saying safe
right.
learning environment.
Right.
So we right.
have this
so you want words different
out.
Words.
Yes.
Learning in the first
one.
We have to find
right.
another way of saying safe.
So we like
right.
the idea. We just have to change the wording a
okay,
little bit.
Okay, so
emotionally sound.
We're not talking about physical safety. We're talking
right.
about
emotional.
Right. So let's all think about it, and by our next meeting, somebody will come up with...
Right, I may do that, too.
Good language. Okay. The fourth...
It's really almost like... Something that's
yeah, that's the fourth.
Has empathy, sympathy.
Right, exactly.
And empathetic.
Oh, I didn't see that, Seth.
What?
The second, well, because it was written differently now. The second initiative under finance
yeah,
and facilities
yeah.
is to develop a fiscally responsible budget that balances the needs of the community and supports the instructional program. Everybody good with that?
Yes. Good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're good.
One more.
Okay.
Seth
and
finding his
right. He better. That was his.
Wait till he gets
that was his.
He doesn't even want to talk about the actions.
Please, it's
okay.
the August meeting. Wait until the September meeting.
Priority 4 is communication. And the initiative is strengthen our sense of community by creating more opportunities to engender positive relationships among students, parents, staff, and community members. I love this one, by the way.
I do. I really do.
So we're all good?
Good.
Okay. So we will continue this discussion at our September meeting.
See that.
Okay. Summer projects update.
Okay. Actually, I could leave it. I think people can see it. I think people can see it.
Yeah, I think
it's bright enough.
It pops, and we have the screens on in the back as well.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, I think some of us flinched when I know Dr. Lewis was just noticing we didn't have a lot of people here at the board meeting tonight, but when you said there wasn't a lot going on because it's the summer, between APPR, hiring, everything, Mr. Donnarumma learning a new role and dealing with transportation, knowing the portal is going to be opening in a safety, security, health and safety, the changes in regulations, and then the business office as we're trying to go through almost $12 million worth of work during the summer while finishing our financial statements, doing our audit this week. There's a lot going on. All right. But there is a lot.
In context.
Going to summer projects, this will be about really our capital projects, but I do have to say in my visits to the buildings, which I've been doing weekly, it's amazing how hard our crews are working. And I know Mr. LaMattina just stepped out the door, but in a way he left amazed with the amount that we're doing in our schools, not only the general cleaning, but additional painting, projects that come up just out of the blue where things break, And putting those things together, well, we're still working underneath, inside, and above all of our schools. So there really is an amazing amount of work going on here. And in some sense, it's not as forward as last year when we were doing the track, the tennis courts, and things like that. So this will be a brief update and give you an idea of where we are. So at POB JFK High School, we finished our parking lot sidewalks and sidewalk work. We did a lot of concrete. The paving's done. The parking lot is relined, renumbered. Meanwhile, above the school, the roof is roof replacement is still going on. We anticipate that it'll be completed by September 1st. Quite honestly, that work pretty much has been going on without anybody in the building being disturbed. One thing that might kind of drag this past September 1st is that we're awaiting the delivery of the skylights. So the vendor is aware of that. The vendor is not going to leave and go someplace else until they receive the skylights. However, they have not been delivered. When they are delivered, even if that's during the school year, the work will be done when the building is not occupied. Matlin Middle School. We are in the process of doing some additional floor replacements. That work will eventually get here into B House, the administrative area, on the first and second floor once summer school leaves here. We've already started doing some vacating of office spaces in preparation for this work. Any abatement work will be done during the weekends, so that the offices that are not directly impacted can reoccupy on the following Monday. The boiler replacement project is pretty much done. We're in testing mode right now, checking pressures, making sure that everything connected properly and that the heat will be distributed as we expected. So really, that boiler job is just about done right now. At POB Middle School, we replaced the cafeteria kitchen floor. So that job is complete. Everything has been put back into the kitchen. That was rather large because you can imagine we had to move out all the ovens, stoves, all of the equipment that was in that kitchen, and had to reinstall and reconnect it. The window replacement, the initial remediation will begin in late August. And as I go through the other window projects in this presentation, I'll give you an idea of what that work will start looking like. But the balance of that work is going to occur during the school year, as we had discussed as we came through the late spring. And right now, we're hitting our target dates on all of our window projects.
The skylights for the atriums?
The skylights for the atriums here in Matlin are actually, we had to resubmit for a new project number. That was just done this week. So the project had already been drawn, but it was part of another project that didn't get done. Once we closed out that other part of the project, which really was the Matlin roofing project, we had to go back and resubmit for a new project number. The plans, which are already drawn, will have to be reapproved, so that's going to be quick. So it's going to come down to a matter of when can we do that work? Can that be done during the school year during breaks, or is that a longer lead time item? So I don't know if that's going to occur during this school year yet, or if that becomes a summer 2017 project. Pasadena and Parkway windows. I'll go through the chart. Preparation of kindergarten rooms. We are well on our way to completion of those things. Rooms have been repainted. Furniture is being reinstalled. We will be ready to go for the beginning of school. One thing that we are working with the schedule is the window replacement. At Pasadena, they are now replacing, they've gone through both courtyards in the classrooms, and they're working behind the building now. By the end of this week, they will be around the back of Pasadena and doing the front windows. Meanwhile, the abatement or the removal of Parkway's windows just started. And the abatement crew, the ones that take them out, tries to stay 3 days ahead of the installation crews. So at the beginning of next week, you're going to start seeing the installation crews at Parkway. And at this time, we're still expecting to have all classrooms completed by the time students return to school. There will be areas where the new windows are not installed yet. So, for example, we're going to hold off on the office spaces because we want to make sure the places that are occupied by students and teachers are done. There may be some hallway windows that haven't been removed and replaced yet. But that will be overnight work, so they'll be removed and replaced on you know, that same time frame. Are there any questions on that?
Is there blind replacement with these windows?
The blind replacement is getting done, but that's on a kind of done by a different vendor. These windows are heavily tinted. They're dramatically different than the old windows. So that's something in addition. So we are not going to go with, and you can see the picture on the left, we have the Venetian blinds that over time become all crooked and beaten up. We're going to go more with the shades that Parkway was using in their hallways. They're going to be really more like shades rather than the Venetian blinds. Interior doors and hardware, we don't have a start date for that yet. Quite honestly, the thing that's being held up there is there is a bid that's going to be awarded. It is a cooperative bid, so it's not just a Plainview Old Bethpage. The lead agency has not awarded that bid yet. Once that's done, then we will start that project. All of that interior door and hardware work will be done off hours overnight. Old Bethpage, the kindergarten rooms actually were being waxed this week. The new kindergarten playground, we were excavating that area as of yesterday to do the install. The pipe tunnel abatement underneath the building is done. That was all done during July. Stratford floor replacement, we had done some work in the beginning of the summer. That is done. The new library carpeting is going in now. We had a company come in, remove the books from the shelves, so that way, once the carpet is in, we can get the books in back into the library in the right order, which is tricky. The new gym floor is in place. They were rolling the bleachers back to the wall today. Now the floor has to be finished, but the floor is in Stratford Gym. And the hall, the separation doors that we've talked about, separating the old kindergarten center from the rest of Stratford, that installation should start the middle of next week, right around Wednesday. We're expecting the vendor to come. And that's going to be a quick job. Jamaica Avenue. We will be installing the new windows in the gymnasium during August. All right, so the way the window contractor is working is he's coming off another very large job, and as those employees come off that job, they're coming here to Plainview. So they'll be able to spend more time on this. Those windows are expecting delivery soon, so as soon as they're delivered, the way we're going to do that job is the abatement company will take them out. The window company will most likely put them in the same day. We're not expecting to put up any plywood there. And then the rest of that facility will be done at times. We're doing the all-purpose cafeteria room. That will be done during a few days when the facility is not occupied. Also, this doesn't show up in the presentation, but as you know, we've had electrical issues at Jamaica, air conditioners popping and things like that. We have people working underneath the building reconfiguring the electrical distribution system now, so that way, when the daycares are off for the last 2 weeks in August, then the electricians can move upstairs and complete the electrical work and install a new central air conditioning in that building. So that will be ready to go for when the preschools come back in the beginning of September. So we're doing a lot of work. Right now we're hitting our timelines, which is great. We've had very good weather, which has been very helpful. And with that, I'm wondering if you have any questions.
The only question I have is you just mentioned the air conditioning. So every building that's getting air conditioning is going to be done this summer?
Okay, good question. With the window projects, so let's talk about just Pasadena and Parkway. As those windows are going in, we have an air conditioner for every classroom. So once the windows go in, an air conditioner is going in, even if that room did not have an air conditioner before, and it's operational. So the electrician is about 2 days behind the windows being installed. So if you go to Pasadena now and look where they are, you'll see both courtyards have air conditioners, all the classrooms
in
the courtyards.
In September, every room in all of the elementaries will have air conditioners.
Yes.
And what about the large areas where the principal said either the gym or the all-purpose room? What's going to happen?
Okay, so those larger air conditioning projects were submitted to SED in August. So we're hoping that's a summer 2017 job.
Will the Senior Citizens Club have air conditioning that we're going to put in?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Nice job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we'd like to thank everyone who is working so hard on this. And we look forward to seeing all of these things during our walkthrough in September. Okay, we're just moving right along. Okay, next is public participation. District policy number 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, one, state their name and address, and two, indicate on whose behalf they are speaking if a non-resident. The policy prohibits public discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which their reputation, privacy, or rights to due process, or those of others, could be in some way violated. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes, and we ask that everyone be respectful to speakers and staff. The floor is now open.
Gary!
Look, it makes me nervous when you're on that side of the table.
Gary Batan, 17 Frankie Lane. On the goals, great job getting them consolidated. I know you'd still like to see them consolidated further, Seth, but they're much more tighter. Citizenship goal. I love that goal. My only negative is that in 9 years on the board, I never thought of it. When you go into the details on some of the goals, a lot of the technology stuff none of it mentions the high school. Now, I know that the high school is still on everyone's minds. Maybe it's a multi-year goal or tied to the smart bonds, but I just think we need to keep that in mind, that we want a state-of-the-art technology in the high school also. And under the finance area, I think you guys have to wrestle with an actual plan for the $6 million from Country Point. I mean, hopefully the first $2 million should be imminent because they're definitely building stuff over there. On the bond update, not now, but maybe sometime during the winter, could we get an update on where we are as far as the dollars go, over budget, under budget, what phases are in, and whether we think we'll have money left for any of the Plan B stuff? And then as far as scores go, I actually agree with Jody, and I wanted to say that. You know, do we show that the opt-out children's profiles academically match the kids who took the test?
8:49 p.m. Wednesday, August 10th.
You know,
Harry and Jody.
It finally happened, right? Now that I'm on this side. But, you know, if the profiles are similar, same amount of underachievers,
right,
overachievers, average kids, okay. But, you know, if it's skewed one way where a lot of underachievers didn't take it or a lot of overachievers didn't, I think you got to take that into account before you start talking about whether the results are meaningful. But if they are similar, then by all means brag about 94%, because that's great. That's all I got.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Batan.
Good evening. Good evening.
Hi.
Jacques Wolfner, 151 Sutton Drive in Plainview. Going through the agenda here, I want to call your attention to 8.11, where we're declaring VHS players obsolete. They are. But how are you going to play your VHS tapes if you don't have a VHS player? They're not going to be making VHS players anymore, so we can't replace those.
Well, but if they don't work, we can't use them anyway.
If they don't work. It doesn't say that. It says they're obsolete.
They're really old.
It says they're obsolete.
Okay.
Okay.
If they're not functioning, that's a different story. Also on 8.16, we're declaring 60.
They're obsolete.
The machines are obsolete, just to declare it obsolete.
Well.
With declaration, they are absolutely.
Yes, once you do.
I mean,
it's
I
Jacques,
mean, you can
it's
declare me obsolete.
Equipment is usually because they're not working.
Well.
Okay.
For clarity, I don't see that. Also,
thank you.
On the 61 graphing calculators in 8.16, we're declaring them obsolete.
Yeah.
I've got a 20-year-old TI-30
that
still works, and it's not obsolete.
They're not working. Have how many kids playing with them?
The ones that are being declared obsolete are not working.
They're not working.
It's not worth fixing.
Oh, you can't fix them.
Right.
And we have to we have to replace them because the state SED requires us to have graphing calculators, which the kids don't need anymore because with the computers, they have spreadsheet programs that'll do the graphing for them at a much more effective way.
Mm.
So I think the SED regulation about graphing calculators is probably something that should be looked at. We should protest that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay.
That's it?
Nope.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm Josh Adler, 9 Beth Lane. Not sure if this is the right setting. I had a transportation appeal. I don't know if I can address that now or...
Barbara?
It's a personal matter to the child.
Yeah.
It's a matter relating to his son, the child, so your policy generally is that you don't allow... for private personal matters to be addressed, but if the board wants to hear him, it's the board's decision.
I didn't know that it was the board's decision. But
Mr. Adler, I'm aware of the complaint, and the matter has been brought to the board's attention in its entirety.
Okay. Do we have a resolution or an answer?
I will get back to you tomorrow.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing no additional speakers, public participation is closed. And we will go on to routine business. Can I get a motion for routine business? Ginger, second. Jody, any hold, separation, or discussion? All in favor of routine business? We've just appointed two new administrators, and I'd like to welcome to our POB family our new high school assistant principal, Vanessa Shack.
Yep.
And our new math chair, Genevieve Lagatuda. We welcome you and look forward to working with you. Okay, we're going to go on now to new business. Okay. Can I have a motion for Board of Education meetings for the 2016-2017 year? Jody, a second. Susan, can you just, Lorna, explain why did we make a change? Is that why we're doing it?
Yes, change in the meeting.
Yes, I think there was a change in October.
Okay.
The October meeting to a Wednesday because we are losing quite a few meetings. and we needed to do our audit committee, so we adjusted our October calendar.
Okay, but this new list, once we approve it, will be on the website?
Will be on the website, and is reflected in our calendar.
Oh, great. Okay. So all those in favor of the Board of Education meetings for next year? For this year?
Yes, for this year.
Thank you. Can I get a motion on board reports for the 2016-2017 school year? Ginger? Seth? Any discussion?
We had mentioned briefly that we were expecting some guidance from State Ed regarding the changes to the Common Core standards at some point during the year. Can we put that? Does that go on the board schedule? Or okay,
sure.
It does.
Okay. Is it on there?
No.
Do you know when it's coming, or we're just waiting for?
Anticipating the December Board of Regents meeting to
okay.
have that presented.
Okay.
I would like us to wait until I have. It will be on.
Okay.
It will be either
okay.
January or February.
Okay.
Right. Okay, well, that's good. Okay,
did
we vote on that?
Anticipating the December Board of okay. Regents.
We didn't
meeting.
Vote on that? Okay, all
but
those
I'll
in
add
favor
something.
Of board reports? Thank you. Can I get a motion to adopt
yes.
the new policy number 7532, student gender identity? Ginger, second. Lauren, discussion? Did you want to say something?
Right. I had indicated in an email that the Supreme Court has recently stayed a lower court decision, an appellate court decision, that allowed a transgender student to use the bathroom in which that student identified with. So there may be some direction coming from the United States Supreme Court in this matter.
Chose to adopt this policy, we could then amend
sure.
it.
Right, you'd have to amend it. I just wanted
fine.
To alert
okay.
you that there may be some direction coming from the Supreme Court within the next few months.
Okay, Ginger?
Yeah, I just want to say how proud I am that we're doing something like this at this point in time, because for trans boys and girls coming into our school, at least everybody will know and we'll all be on the same page, because the suicide rate of these kids, it's the third highest amount of suicide going, and I think that if any, and we do have transgendering students some in our district, that they feel that this is their home and not a hostile environment. So I just think that this is wonderful.
I agree. All those in favor? Thank you. Can I get a motion to amend policy 7314/6460? Internet safety and use policies. Seth, Brunel, I just have a question, not to this, but I should have asked this before. Did we get any comments on the policies that we have
no.
circulated?
The ones
no.
that you're amending
yes.
or approving tonight? No.
Thank you. Okay, then all those in favor of that policy. Thank you. Can I get a motion to amend the Code of Conduct updating 2016-2017 list of Dignity Act coordinators, which appears on the last page of the document? Rennell, second. Jody, discussion? All those in favor? Can I get a motion on the settlement agreement and general release? Jody, second. Ginger, all those in favor? And can I get a motion on the next copy of settlement agreement and general release? Ginger, Rennell, all those in favor? Okay. Can I get a motion that the Board of Education approve a blanket field trip for the athletic department? Lauren, second. Rennell, any discussion?
Now, I'm concerned with any blanket field trip
permission slip. I understand the time constraints and why it has been brought to us, but I think there needs to be maybe, not blanket, but I don't want it just to be on file someplace that it could be forgotten or not parents not told where the kids are going specifically or something put to that is lost in the cracks because we have this in the filing cabinet someplace.
It does say that it's for regional, sectional, state championship
But that
games.
Doesn't tell you where you're going.
Because we don't know yet.
I understand that.
Well, I thought that this was just so we wouldn't have to approve on that doesn't mean they're not going to communicate the information to
parents. I
just want
to make sure that's crystal clear.
The policy will still be to tell parents where their children will be going,
and there will
correct?
Be a separate. Will there be a separate trip permission slip form going out to the parents?
Yes.
Or
yeah, this is just for Board of Ed approval. This is just Board so that the Board of Ed doesn't have to vote because there's no time. So the Board of Ed doesn't have to vote.
Parents don't have to sign a release. No. They have to sign a release each time.
Thank you.
This is so that we don't have to vote.
Oh, okay.
Each time.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. Never mind.
Never mind.
All those in favor?
Never mind.
Okay. Can I get a motion for the professional development plan for 2016 through 2018? Ginger, Lauren? I have a question. I had asked for a name to be changed.
Yeah.
Was that?
So
it will be done?
No, it won't be because she was on the planning committee. So that's what we have.
Oh, but it says and going forward. That's where I was
confused.
So going forward,
she's been replaced by Mr. Dennis.
Okay.
But for the purpose of submitting this plan, we had to identify those people who were part of the planning.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor?
That was Beth for the audience. Beth Toriano, who's left us to become a principal in another district, but she was very much a part of the professional development planning.
Can I get a motion for permission to circulate policies 7660, 7661, NISBA policy 1900, NISBA policy 5151, and NISBA regulation 5151? Susan? Rennell, any questions? Okay. All those in favor? Okay, yeah. Then can I get a motion to amend the agenda to include consideration of transportation appeals number 1 and 2? Ginger, a second. Rennell, all those in favor?
No, I think
that's right. Can I get a motion for... Motion 1.
Yes.
Ginger, you want to read it?
Yeah, I move that the Board of Education hereby denies the appeal 1 and that the of the parents and student referenced in confidential Schedule A and refers the matter to the District's Committee on Special Ed for review under Section 4402, Paren 4, Paren D of the Special Ed Law.
Can I have a second? Lauren, all those in favor? I see you're conferring. And motion 2, Ginger?
I move that the Board of Education hereby denies the appeal of student 2 of the parents and student referenced in confidential Schedule A and refers the matter to the district's committee on special occasion for review under the Section 4402, Paren 4, Paren D of the Special Ed Law.
Second, Susan, all those in favor? Okay, can I get a motion to recess the meeting?
No,
we don't need to recess the meeting?
He said you can
adjourn. Okay, to enter into executive session for matters of personnel and negotiations. Ginger, second. Lauren, all those in favor? Thank you. Thank you for coming here tonight. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you in September.
Time.